What is going on, guys? It is Dylan, aka Tigers News, here, and today I'm going to be essentially breaking down your Tigers for the season, the last moves they've made in the last month or so, and just kind of give you my thoughts. I'm doing this in my room, no computer up to really look at stats. I'm not really planning what I say. I'm just going to be kind of talking, so if you hear me say or, you know, repeat a word once or twice, that's gonna be why, because I just want to go on one shoot here. I don't really feel like doing all that. So anyways, let's talk about first the moves that they kind of made to round up spring training. So the big one was yesterday, the Tigers went and grabbed Austin Meadows from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for Isak Paredes and a competitive balance pick. So first off, a really small thing, yes, you can actually trade picks in baseball. You only can trade competitive balance picks for whatever reason you can. And it's essentially, supposedly they're going to be more valuable in this new CBA, which is interesting. And the Rays are, you know, always ahead of the game. So what does Austin Meadows bring to Detroit? So the Tigers have been kind of needing a little bit of offense. The offense to me has always been kind of meh looking at it. It's actually grown on me this spring, and I kind of went from meh to like decent. But now I actually think this offense can be kind of solid. I wouldn't say top 10 yet, but definitely within the top 20 for sure. And I'd say pushing more towards 15. Meadows is the bat that is a really nice middle of the order bat. Absolutely mashes against righties. He's got crazy power from the left side, a left-handed hitter. Can hit 30 homers for you. In 2019, he had a 144 WRC plus, which is incredible. Last year, about 113. He kind of struggles against lefties, lefty and lefty, which a lot of lefties do. And I expect to see a lot of Haas in left field when there's a lefty on the mound. So that's one limiting thing about Meadows. But he's 26 or 7, has 3 years of control, and he only costed Isak Paredes. When I saw this, I'm like, what? I was with my brother watching a basketball game, and I was just in complete utter shock. Like, you don't see every day the Tigers go and make it, get a controlled outfielder who's genuinely good. So Austin Meadows, huge addition, going to play left field. You'll put Grossman in right and then Bedu in center, and then we'll figure it out with Green. One of them is going to have to go to the bench, and it's probably going to be Bedu, but I think Green will eventually go to right field, and Grossman will probably walk. But that's just future. It's kind of hard to tell. So Paredes, the era comes to an end. I like Paredes a lot, or at least I did. The discipline's elite, and I think he's going to succeed. And I've always been saying that I think he will succeed, just not here. He was blocked with Candy, blocked with Kreidler. Javi Baez is here. I just couldn't see him really getting any, or scope, I should say. But Kreidler, I think, is ahead of him in terms of, like, the prospect depth chart. So it just wasn't going to work for Paredes. So he was kind of just getting, you know, he was in a log jam. So moving him and getting Austin Meadows is amazing for the Tigers. And I think Paredes will succeed, as I said. And it's the Rays. We're probably going to end up getting fleeced in that trade. But who cares? Austin Meadows is a Tiger. The offense just got significantly better. We really went from Victor Reyes being in our lineup to Austin Meadows, which I can't state enough how much that helps this team. Other moves that the team has made in the last month or so, they grabbed Michael Pineda. I actually broke that signing, which was kind of cool. His nephew, it's a funny story, his nephew DM'd me on Instagram saying, yo, I'm Michael Pineda's nephew, he's signing with the Tigers. And obviously, I'm a gullible person, but I'm not that stupid. So I'm like, hey, bro, I'm going to need to see some proof. And he hit me with some proof, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to post it. And turns out he was not lying, and Pineda was actually... He a Tiger. He signed a year later, or he signed like 2 days later, and yeah, I like the move. The Tigers did need a fifth starter, in my opinion. I like Tyler Alexander more as a long reliever out the bullpen, especially with the bullpen depth, which we are going to for sure talk about. But anyways, yeah, Pineda going into the rotation. He's going to start out in Toledo, had visa issues, isn't 100%. He actually was optioned, which is kind of funny to me. He probably had like one more option or something. But yeah, he'll start in AAA, get a few outings done, and then we'll go to Detroit and hop into the rotation. However, one thing I want to say is that Matt Manning has been really bad this spring, and I'm just not high on him at all. Some people still think he has potential, but we saw 20 outings last year. He didn't show anything. He's not shown anything this spring. I'm officially going to declare that I'm not really optimistic about Matt Manning, and I'm concerned. So say Matt Manning is really bad his first few outings. I could see Matt Manning being optioned to AAA and then putting keeping Tyler Alexander in the rotation. Alexander's done much better in his time in the rotation than Manning. So, and this team is trying to win. So it's not really so much of babying Matt Manning. It's, hey, Matt, you want to pitch? You're going to have to pitch good or else you're going to go. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. Pineda, again, will be back in a couple weeks. The Tigers also signed Willie Peralta, a really solid depth rotation. So I like the starting rotation depth. You got Brieski, you got Lang, or shit, Fajardo and Wentz, and then you have Willie Peralta. I like that, and Tyler Alexander. Like, you have guys that can come in if you need them to. Should be able to get you 30, 40 starts, which is going to have to be needed. Starting pitching injuries are inevitable, so I'm glad to see that. Other signings that the Tigers have made, they signed Andrew Chafin to a 2-year deal. Unfortunately, Andrew Chafin is on the IL to start the year. He had some groin issues, but I think he's going to be fine. Chafin's been a consistent 7th or 8th inning guy for the last, like, 6 years with Arizona, and then he bounced around. I think he was on Oakland, Chicago, so really solid pickup there. I like that. He was one of my top relievers, and the Tigers were able to grab him. So there's that. So that essentially rounds up the free agency. This team got so much better. And even though they won 77 games, I did not, like, I was going into the offseason, I'm like, this team is not going to win 77 games again. I think the bullpen kind of overperformed a little bit. And not, like, overperformed based on expected stats. I just think repeating that and expecting to repeat it again was not going to happen, which I'm glad they added Chafin. That really helps a lot. But anyways, with the bullpen, I'll go back into it more for a sec. But this team actually added significant talent. They added, like, 15 war total, getting Erod, getting Baez. Meadows is going to help. Pineda, Chafin. Like, this team got much better, and I actually think they're going to compete this year. The more we've gotten closer, the more we've seen this team play, and the more additions this team has made, I've just started to get higher and higher in this team, and I really think that this team can go over 500 this year. And if the bullpen depth, which we're going to talk into right now, can get good, this team could possibly make a run towards the playoffs. But they're not going to right now with this bullpen, and that's where we're going to go into next. So the Tigers bullpen looked really solid in February, and then injuries happened, and a lot of them did. So you started off with Funkhauser. This was, like, in early March, and he's out to, like, May. Then you have Chafin going down. Then you have Cisnero, who just went down, like, today. And then there's Tyler Alexander, who's going to be in the rotation. So you're missing 4 of your 8 relievers that you want, which is not ideal at all. And then the problem is the Tigers have absolutely no reliever depth. And this is going to hurt this team a lot because you still have Falmer, you still have Soto, you still have Jimenez, who had a really good spring. He's grown on me a crap ton. He can get strikeouts, but if his slider is crisp and his fastball, he can play in the high, mid to upper 90s. He can actually be what he was in that short time in 2018. He gets the strikeouts. If he can just limit the walks and his command can be 45 grade, 50 grade, he's going to be a really solid reliever. If I had to make a breakout pick, I'd pick him for the bullpen. Him and Lang. But anyways, yeah, you have Lang too. But then outside of that, the Tigers announced today that Will Vest, Jacob Barnes, and Drew Hutchison will be in the bullpen. And Jason Foley is also. All 4 of those guys probably should not be in the bullpen. And for most contending teams, I guarantee you they won't be. And that's what I'm really afraid about this year. I think with Chris Vedder, with AJ Hinch, this team knows what they're doing. I think it probably won't be as bad as it seems, but on paper, that bullpen looks really bad, and, like, in the lower half, the depth looks bad. And then you don't really have that many guys in AAA that you can call up. There's not really many bullpen prospects either. It's really Angel De Jesus. I'm interested to see Will Vest, but Angel De Jesus, and then, I don't know, maybe Bo Brieski gets a chance if the bullpen's really bad. So hopefully these all the relievers that the Tigers can have can get back soon. But again, you know, there's a lot less of a margin of error if you're trying to contend. If your bullpen sucks and you're 8-12, I saw a tweet about this. If you're 8-12 or 12-8, there's a big difference. There's a difference between 84 and 88 wins. 88 wins will get you in this format. 84 will not. So again, the bullpen really concerns me. I'm hoping that we can get this fit, or the Tigers can get this fixed. What I want them to do is grab at least 1 or 2 relievers on the waiver wire. there's going to be a lot of relievers that go on the waiver wire. They always do. And if the Tigers can grab some of the guys they like, I'm hoping that they can at least have some guys that can get them through for a few weeks. So, in other news, Riley Green is out for half the season. Riley Green, as unethical as it is to say, it kind of is beneficial for the Tigers. The Tigers are going to get an extra year of service time with him because he is not on the 40-man roster yet, and now he can be sent to AAA, which is kind of sad to admit. Unless he wins Rookie of the Year, then he gets a full year of service time with his new CBA. But Riley Green also enabled the Tigers to grab Austin Meadows, so it isn't all just an L. And it really, that trade really just shows you that the Tigers are trying to win. You know what I mean? They lost probably one of their more crucial bats, and they go and grab arguably their best bat in the lineup now. So that's really nice to see. But anyways, about Riley Green, he's going to be out for about 2 months. Fought a ball off his foot, broke his foot, which sucks. No surgeries required. The timetable, who knows what it's going to be, which is concerning. Again, it could be 2 months. It could be more than 2 months. Hopefully not, but probably going to be a little bit of time, which is a huge bummer. When Green gets back, again, you never know. Someone could be hurt. Someone could have been severely struggling. Someone could have been traded. But right now, it looks like Badu is going to be off the bench. You know, that first guy off the bench that's going to get a lot of at-bats against righties and probably DH a bit. And then, you know, they'll shuffle it around. But, yeah, Riley Green, kind of a little like, I don't know what the word is, but one thing led to another with him after that injury. Just something, there's like a butterfly effect or something. I don't know, but yeah. So Riley Green hopefully can come back as soon as possible. In other prospect news, Tenser Torkelson made the roster. I really didn't see, especially with Paredes getting traded, there was no way that Torkelson was not going to make the roster, even at the start of spring training. Who was going to play first base? Miggy? No, he's a DH. Scope, he should play second base where he's best at. So with Torque at first base, you know, you kind of knew he was going to make the roster, and he had a nice spring, hit his first dinger the other day. So it's good to see Torque. You know, I'm really looking forward to watching him. One of my probably what I'm most excited thing about this year is going to be seeing Torque and Riley play in the majors, and it's really exciting to see they finally have made it some of the future. So that rounds up the roster moves. Miguel Diaz is another guy the Tigers signed. A minor league guy, but, I mean, he was optioned pretty early, and it doesn't seem like the Tigers are super high on him. So, yeah. That's going to round it up for now. I'll probably break down some more in a second, but I'm going to take a break. So, there's not really a ton of stuff I really want to talk about now, but I just want to just talk about the progress this team has made. So, if you look at the 2021 lineup, and I just want to go and compare and just talk about how much better this team has gotten. So your catcher last year, and this is 2021, this is a year ago, and this team won 77 games. Obviously, guys came up and started raking, like Haas and others, but still, last year, this team won 77 games, and they were pulling up Jacoby Jones in center field. So anyways, yeah, the catcher, Tigers got significantly better defensively. First base was Miggy. He's now DHing, which is nice. And then you got Torkelson, a nice addition. Probably a 110, 120 WRC plus bat if he succeeds. And then second base, Scope. He was there last year and a very solid player. Shortstop, Willy Castro was your starting shortstop hitting third. And now you have Javier Baez. That is a significant upgrade. Jamer's a dude. He stayed. And then you got Grossman going to right. And then Nomar Mazara to Austin Meadows. That's huge. Center field, Jacoby Jones, now Akil Badu. Major upgrade. So, I don't know. This team just has gotten so much better, and I'm just really looking forward to this season. I guess I'll talk about five things that I'm really looking forward to. So, number one, Torque, obviously. Torque is going to be super exciting. His first home run, I'm already super pumped to post it on Tigers News. I know that post is about to blow up, too. You already know. But I'm super pumped for that. Obviously, number two, Miggy 3000. That is going to be super exciting. Miggy, he's had a kind of mess spring, but he always kind of starts out slow. So hoping he can get there relatively quickly, because when he do, it's going to be a party. 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. That's literally insane. Like, only an elite company. Miggy is one of the greatest hitters of all time and in Tigers history for sure. super exciting to see there. My third thing is I'm really looking forward to watching Mize and Scooble. Both of them have showed flashes in spring training where they've looked really good, and I think both of them are going to take solid steps forward this year. Them taking steps forward is huge for how this team is going to be this year. If Mize and Scooble are kind of how last year, I think this team wins about like 77 to 81 games again. But if two, again, this is 40% of your rotation. If the two take solid steps, you know, get their wars up to like 2.5, 3, this team's going to win like 85 games. So they're huge X factors, and I think they will make progress. Another thing I'm excited for, again, is seeing these new additions, so many of them, but mostly Austin Meadows, Javier Baez, and Spencer Torkelson. I mean, Spencer Torkelson's kind of in the first one, but Baez and Meadows, I'm really looking forward to seeing them play. These guys are legitimate major league hitters, know how to fucking play baseball, and I'm really happy that the Tigers got that. So, yeah, that's your fourth. And then fifth, I guess I'll say I'm just looking forward to seeing the progress of some of these young guys. I'm looking to see these surprise breakout guys. I think that this team has had a revelation, or is it revelation? I believe it's revelation, that's the word, with their player development, with this new coaching staff. And last year we saw a big part of that. We saw guys come in and break out, like Kyle Funkhauser, guys come in and succeed, even though they haven't much of their career. Like Eric Costa is more of a breakout guy, but Willie Peralta. So I'm hoping we can see some more of those guys. If I had to guess, I'm going to say Joe Jimenez. You know what? I'll talk about breakout players in a second. But I'm going to say Joe Jimenez. He's looked really good this spring, and I think that there is something there with him. He's always gotten the strikeouts. He has some good expected numbers. I think that if he can finally put everything together, and we have been saying this for a long time, but I genuinely think he can finally do it. And if he can, he can be a really solid reliever and a nice little X factor in the bullpen. Alex Lane's another guy. He's got wicked stuff. He's going to be very fun to watch. He really figured it out the second half of 2021 and earned himself a spot. You know, he's kind of a, it's good to see, you know, he wasn't really even like an afterthought with the bullpen. Everyone knew he was going to make that team. And, you know, you like to see the growth from these guys. And then also, I'll talk about breakout guys now. So I think Scooble and Mize both have very high breakout potential. Mize especially, I've liked what I've seen from him this spring. He didn't have a great game against the Phillies, but you know, you win some, you lose some, so you can't overreact over one outing. And also, about overreacting about one outing, a lot of you guys were talking to me about, like, if I was concerned about Chafin or concerned about blah, 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 because they had one outing where they threw a few miles per hour slower. No, I'm not concerned. Obviously, if this was into the season, I would be concerned, but it's spring training, and just as we've seen now, multiple times, Cisneros' velo was down, Chafin's velo was down. It's because they're hurt. It's not because they just lost velo. And hopefully they can get fully healthy. So, yeah. And then, other breakout guy I had, Akil Baddoo, just, I don't know, something about him coming in. First of all, he was horrible against lefties last year. Comes in and hits 2 home runs and like 10 at bats against lefties. Like, come on now. Or I think he had 2 of his 4 home runs. I think that was the thing I saw. But still, come on now. Like, that's just so much improvement. He was 22, came into the majors, never played above high A. The gap between high A and the MLB is so huge. And he comes in and rakes. Like, even though his X status suggests he was not good, he was very inconsistent. He struggled in the second half. I'm going to say that Akil Baddoo is going to break out. And it's kind of just a gut feeling take. But you know what? I'm going to make a gut feeling take. I normally don't. I'm going to. And I'm really interested to watch Akil Baddoo this year. I think he's such a fun player. He's got that swag. Could be the leadoff guy this year. So, yeah. Really looking forward to that. So, I guess I'll round it up. Quicker podcast. Didn't really want to go into like an hour one because I kind of just went off the dome. I don't have any script or anything. I've just been talking for the last 20 minutes. So, hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys listened to this. And I'll make more of these throughout the season when it needs to be made, and peace.